This is VOA News. Neil. Celebrations in the United States. Illinois. A shooting further. Radio wash and turmoil on abortion and guns as well as killings in the January 6th insurrection. Police say that at least an attack. Authorities brought a person of interest into custody Monday evening. The latest pause to celebrate the bomb that still holds. The White House is now has sent U.S. President Joe Biden a letter appealing for help. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
In a handwritten note to the president, Brittany Griner says she's terrified she might be in that Russian prison forever and pleads Biden not forget about her and other American detainees. The two-time Olympic gold medalist notes on the 4th of July, her family normally honors the service of those who fought for freedom, including her father, a Vietnam War veteran. But she adds freedom means something completely different to her this year. Russian authorities arrested Griner in February on charges of possessing cannabis oil, and she's now on trial. The White House calls Griner's detention wrongful and says it's working aggressively to bring her home. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Russian President Vladimir Putin on Monday declared victory in the eastern Ukrainian region of Luhansk one day after Ukrainian forces withdrew from their last remaining bulwark of resistance in the province. Putin's declaration came as Russian forces were trying to press their offensive deeper into eastern Ukraine. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. drug makers Pfizer and Moderna are expected to come out with new COVID-19 vaccine boosters later in the year. They'll likely feature a notable difference from existing vaccines. VOA's Jeff Custer explains.
While many in the U.S. may like to think the COVID-19 pandemic is over, the nation continues to see nearly 110,000 new cases and 316 deaths per day from the disease. While these numbers are a shadow of where they were at the height of the pandemic, federal regulators are still keeping an eye on the virus that causes COVID-19. Last week, the Food and Drug Administration recommended drug makers create new boosters targeting the most recent subvariants of the Omicron variant. University of Wisconsin Immunization Program Director Dr. James Conway said the FDA made the recommendation because the virus keeps changing.
The goal is hopefully to actually get more focused or targeted immunity against these newer strains by updating and modifying the vaccines in a way that actually allows people to maintain protection and actually boost against the newer strains as those keep coming around.
Conway said we should expect to see the new boosters by October. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
The U.S. Navy's Mideast Base Fifth Fleet is now starting to offer rewards for information that could help sailors intercept weapons, drugs, and other illicit shipments across the region. VOA's Marissa Melton.
The program launches on Tuesday against the backdrop of tensions over Iran's nuclear program and Tehran's arming of Yemen's Houthi rebels. The Fifth Fleet says it seized $500 million worth of drugs alone in 2021, more than the four prior years combined. It also intercepted 9,000 weapons last year, and that's three times the number seized in 2020. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
U.S. officials have concluded that the bullet that killed veteran Al Jazeera reporter Shireen Abu Akleh was likely fired from an Israeli position, but they say it is too badly damaged to reach an absolute determination. There's no reason to believe that she was deliberately targeted. The State Department spokesman Ned Price announced the results of the probe Monday, and independent third-party examiners had undertaken an extremely detailed forensic analysis of the bullet that killed her. Abu Akleh was shot dead during an Israeli raid in the occupied West Bank in May. Palestinian Authority handed over the bullet to U.S. investigators, but it opposed any Israeli role in that investigation. Recapping our top story, Independence Day celebrations in the United States were rattled by shooting that left at least six people dead, 30 more people who were injured and wounded. There is more at VOAnews.com. Again, VOAnews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.